need to go to the next email. Let's take the next caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Marcus.
Yes.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kathy. I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Great. What's your question for?
Dominus Fabiscum. Hey, in my years as being a lifelong Catholic, I've always heard from non-Catholics that Catholicism is, you know, too rigid, too hard. There's too many rules, too many regulations. And if I can just say, I have never felt more blessed, more at peace, and more contentment than I do being a Catholic. And I am so proud to be one.
Yeah. Let me just respond to that quickly because we're running out of time. See, the truth is, there's a misunderstanding of what Paul meant by walking in the Spirit when he wrote Galatians. He kind of gives this idea that the old law, all those rules are thrown out, and now all that's left is we walk by the Spirit. Well, he also taught against libertinism. In other words, living freely and whatever you want to do. Walking by the Spirit means following the Spirit's guide. And we recognize in the full context of Scripture that Christ gave his Spirit to the apostles in founding the church. If you want to know what the Spirit says, listen to the church. So walking by the Spirit means being in obedience to the church. That's what it means. When is a train most free? When it's on the tracks or off? When is a fish most free? When it's in the water or when it's outside the water? You see, it's a train is constrained by the tracks, but then it's free to be what it's intended to be. The doctrines, the rule of faith that we are given by Christ, by the Holy Spirit, through the church, are the tracks upon which we are to live. It isn't a constriction of our freedom. It is a guard to make sure that our hearts are guarded, that our soul is guarded, our mind is guarded, so that our actions and are based on a conscience that's formed. That's why Christ gave us the church. As you said, it isn't a slavery. It is a freedom because we can live in trust. We can, in fact, as I quoted from Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding because we've been given the church that can teach us how to acknowledge him and to know then how God guides us. That's the blessings of the church. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on the journey home. I'll be with you again next week.